You're on North Canterbury's number one radio station, Compass FM. We have the very great pleasure of welcoming on the telephone this afternoon, Cara Prophet from Manuka Skies in Hamner Springs. Good afternoon, Cara.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. It's a beautiful day up here in Hamner.
Oh, yeah. Well, so did you get to see that moon last night, you know, this morning?
Yes, we certainly did, and we'll be out there again tonight having another good look.
Fabulous. Well, listen, Cara, tell us a little bit about Manuka Skies. What do you guys do up there?
Yeah, so Manuka Skies is our vision of an astronomical sanctuary, I guess you could call it. So we're located just west of the village, and we're set on about 24 hectares of mainly Manuka and Kanuka on the side of Mount Rodney. So we're right away from the village lights, so we get that nice dark sky. So for us, it's a lifelong project that we've been dreaming about for a really long time. So it's a nice time for us to get that opportunity to really bring everything we've learned over the past 30, 40 years and bring it all together into one place, basically. So we launched, as part of Manuka Skies, we launched the Hamner Springs Star Tours, so that now we can share our stunning night skies with others from around the world. In our tours we use a range of telescopes and lasers and binoculars, and we get a really good view of, obviously, the moon. Saturn's looking really great at the moment, and we're also working on an observatory dome for Mount Rodney as well, as part of the greater vision.
That's fabulous. So it's quite a project, 40 years in the making. That's incredible. So what inspired you to start the project?
So when I was a little girl, about 7 or 8, my parents would buy those books you'd get from Reader's Digest, and you'd order them through the mail and way before online shopping. But
yes.
Once there was a free gift in there, and it was what you call a planisphere and a star guide. And so that kind of sparked it off for me. That sparked passion, and tourism, I guess, has been a big part of my working adult life. So for us, we're combining both the passions of tourism and science together, along with other things that we feel passionate about, including sustainability and nature. So we're connecting the Earth back to the skies through our forests, essentially.
That's awesome. And I guess you guys are going to be a little bit that little bit closer to the sky being up in Hamner Springs, I guess. Now, Cara, you mentioned a little bit that there was an observatory in the plans. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yep. So we've acquired a 3.5-metre fiberglass dome as part of the project. So we're working through the planning stages at the moment. And it's going to have a rear scope from the 1980s that we're really, really excited about.
Yeah.
So as far as we're aware, it's the only one in the country, so we're really, really looking forward to, I guess, giving it a permanent home in North Canterbury here, and being able to utilise it as part of our tours and along with our regular community nights through the North Canterbury Astronomy Group.
That is just so wonderful. I never knew that we had this up there in Hamner Springs. It's a great opportunity to be able to get up there and have a look at the night sky. You mentioned that you had an area that had been declared or at least set aside as a, what do they call those? An area where there is no light pollution. Is that right? So how big is that space?
So we're not currently working on a dark sky reserve. There are other people within the village that are certainly starting to get that going.
Fabulous.
And so we'll jump on board once that sort of gets a bit of traction.
Yeah.
So we're hopefully all around the back of the St. James, because we do have some really nice dark skies out here.
Yeah.
And they get a little bit ignored out here, so we're hoping to build that future of astronomy in Hamner Springs itself.
So. It's really exciting. So what does the future hold for Manuka Skies specifically?
Well, it's a big project, obviously, so we've set it over sort of 5 stages. And so the other side of our vision is to provide a home for the North Canterbury Astronomy Group. So after COVID and lockdowns, I started to look around for a few people that were similar to me and wanted to share stories and advice. And so we formed the North Canterbury Astronomy Group in 2021. And so it'll be a nice place for them to call home. And we can get together and do some community nights and really grow everything together. We're also looking at some guest accommodation and walking tracks as the project develops further as well. So it's going to take us some time.
Well, but as they say, the sky is the limit, isn't it? This is just an amazing future for Moorooka Skies in North Canterbury. I'd certainly love to come up and spend a couple of nights just looking at the stars up at the up in the sky. What a wonderful thing to do. Well, Cara, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I'm sure everyone's going to be interested to see just how the future develops for Moorooka Skies there in Hamner Springs.
Yep, it should be a great time, and watch the space in Hamner.
Absolutely. Well, you keep us informed now, Cara, won't you? Thank you so much for taking the time this afternoon. Cara Proffitt from Moorooka Skies in Hamner Springs. You have a good day. Thanks, Cara.
Bye. Compass FM.